Time management. Overview of time management. Purpose: to identify high payoff sales activities, to develop a weekly plan that maximizes selling time. Outcomes: a weekly plan that optimizes the five key sales activities. 15 surprising things that ultra productive people do differently. They focus on minutes. There are 1,440 minutes in every day. Invest each one of them intentionally. They set daily priorities, identifying your most important task, MIT, and work on it for 2 hours each morning. They manage their to-do list by scheduling everything into their diary system. They beat procrastination with time travel. Your future self can't be trusted. What can you do now to make sure your future self does the right thing? They make it home for dinner. There will always be more that can be done. Time block your priorities and end each day guilt-free. They use a notebook. Capture everything in your notebook so your mind can stay carefree. Move the to-dos to the diary. They only check emails 3 times a day. Don't let email or social media interrupt your flow. Secure times to read and respond to mail. They avoid meetings at all costs. Don't hold meetings. If you have to keep them short, make everybody stand up. Say no to almost everything. Every yes is actually a no to something else. So say no to everything outside your goal areas. They follow the 80-20 rule. 80% of the outcomes come from 20% of the activities. Verify the 20% and ignore the rest. They delegate or outsource almost everything. Identify your unique ability, utilize it, and outsource everything else. They have work themes for days of the week. Create, set a day of the week, schedule, focus on major areas, batch your tasks during the day. They touch things only once. If something will take less than 10 minutes to complete, do it immediately. They have a consistent morning ritual. Wake up early and give yourself 60 minutes for mental, physical, and spiritual health. They don't think about time, they focus on energy. Maximize your energy and maximize productivity. Focus on sleep, diet, exercise, and short breaks throughout the day. It's Edison Decision Matrix. Twice Edison, former president of the United States, developed this system to help him manage his time. The primary use of this matrix is to help prioritize and manage our to-do list. Dwight Eisenhower is quoted as saying, "What is important is seldom urgent, and what is urgent is seldom important." How it works: ask yourself these two questions. Is it urgent? Is it important? Place each task in the matrix according to the answer to these questions. The matrix: urgent, do immediately. Delegate to someone else. Non-urgent, decide when you will do it. Delete it or do it later. What to do? What do I do with each quadrant? The higher part of the matrix is about what you're going to do in person. No one else can do it for you. Important and urgent. Do it right now and do it yourself. For example, if the house is on fire, this is a highly urgent and important, and the actions you take will have to be quick and efficient. The tasks from this quadrant should go to the top of your list and need to be dealt with today. Important and not urgent. You need to set the date for these tasks, but they will be pushed for later. Tasks are personally done. It depends what you put there. Planning is usually put in this column. The lower half of the quadrant is delegated to what you are not going to do. Not important and urgent. Delegated. An example could be a meeting. Find someone else to hold them. Drop tasks that are not important in spite of their urgency. Here, these tasks are not a deadline crisis or problem-solving issue. Not important and non-urgent. This quadrant detects your time wasters. These activities don't move you any closer to your goals. How will this benefit me? The matrix helps you spend minimal time planning by simply answering yes or no to two simple questions, then observing your list on the matrix. Good time management. Urgent, non-urgent, important, not important. And they're all equal. And the other picture has not urgent, urgent, important, and not important, but the non-urgent takes up half of the screen. Stephen Covey's sales jar. Pebbles, supporting activities, big rocks, key activities, sand, low payoff activities. The five P's of sales. Planning, phoning, prospecting, pampering, presentations. Moral. If you don't plan your big rocks first, your next week will be filled up with sand and pebbles. Time blocking for salespeople. Looking at your normal week, write all the activities that have to happen. E.g. sales meeting every Tuesday 9 to 10, gym Monday, Wednesday and Friday 6:30 to 7:30. Time blocks can be used for the following. First appointments with new prospects, follow-up appointments, client appointments, meetings with COIs, admin, project work, everything else. Keys to managing your time blocks. Divide each day into blocks of 1.5 hours. Dedicate each block to a specific activity. During that block, treat everything else as a non-priority activity. Make each block a mini deadline. Develop a routine. Block your time the night before. Planning your work. Steel industrious Charles Schwab said to the management consultant Ivy Lee one day, "What we need is not more knowledge, but more doing. Not knowledge, but action. If you can give us a thing that'll make us do the things we already know we ought to do, I'll gladly listen and pay you anything you ask." Lee resourcefully replied after handing him a blank sheet of paper. "Write on this paper the 6 most important tasks you have to do tomorrow. Number them in order of importance. Put this paper in your pocket. It's the first thing. The first thing tomorrow morning, look at item number 1 and start working on it till it's finished. Then tackle number 2 the same way, and then item number 3 and so on. Try the system as long as you wish, and then send me a check for what you think it's worth. Also estimate the time each task will take and write that beside it. When you are planning, you can allow enough time for completing each task." A few weeks later, Charles Schwab sent Ivy League a check for $25,000 with a letter saying his idea was the most profitable he'd ever used. In later years, he even said the simple plan was largely responsible for him turning a steel company into the world's second largest independent steel producer and helping him make $100 million. You too have such a simple practical tool, your diary. Every morning you should review your entries for the next day, number them in the order you plan to handle them, and then always include a certain amount of new canvas calls. $25,000 for a self-organizing idea sounds like a lot of money, but remember, Charles Schwab set that amount himself. To-do list management. Batching or grouping tasks can be a very effective way to improve time management, e.g. phoning, emails, team interactions, information gathering. Method. Create a complete list of everything you wish to accomplish the next day. Color code and group these similar tasks together. Then prioritize using 6 questions. 1. Do I need to do it at all? 2. When does this need to be completed by? 3. How long will this take me to complete? 4. Who else could do this for me? 5. If I could only complete one task on this list, which would have the greatest impact? Repeat question number 4 for each task on this list until completely prioritized. This method isn't totally sustainable every day. Random meetings and emergencies pop up through the workday, things you weren't even planning on taking care of suddenly end up being priorities. We all know how that goes. So while this method works extremely well on those days where everything goes as planned, it is not always manageable when you're suddenly at an unexpected meeting or a work crisis. And while you obviously need to make some adjustments and take care of what needs to be done, it will improve your productivity as a whole. Planning. 7 questions. What results do I intend to achieve? What must I do to get these results? What are the priorities? How much time will I need for each activity? What will I do? When will I do each activity? Have I allowed time for the unexpected? Who can help with these activities? To-do list, TDL. Make a TDL list last thing every day. Try and limit it to 6 tasks. Ask yourself when prioritizing, if I could only achieve one goal on this list, which one would have the highest impact on my goals? Then repeat this for each item on the list. Set one significant goal each day. Set activity goals as well as results goals. 101 Life Improvement Map. Daily planning. You can use this table to plan out your day and list each activity under the relevant heading so you can prioritize. Category, time needed, deadline. Important, not urgent. Urgent and important. Urgent and not important. Key questions to prioritize this list. Do I need to do this? Who else could do this? When does it need to be completed? How long will it take? If I could only complete one of these tasks, what would have the biggest impact on my outcomes? Repeat number 4 for each task until it is prioritized. How to minimize interruptions. There are 2 ways to deal with interruptions. Get rid of them or set aside a specific amount of time for them each day. Try to eliminate or delay interruptions so they don't interfere with your peak time priority work. We all have times of greater mental activity, so identify yours and keep them free for the most important and creative tasks. 1. Improve your communication systems, internal, external. Keep people well informed about developing situations in your organizational workplace. This should reduce the need for interruptions to answer questions or explain issues. 2. Schedule meetings so people can question and discuss important matters. Block time. A meeting is where minutes are kept and hours are lost. Make sure such meetings start on time and get to the point quickly and keep to the agenda. Delegate routine and inquiries. A good personal assistant can deal with a request for information, make appointments, look after visitors so you can work without interruptions. Plan an interruption-free period each day. Identify the time of the day when you're at your peak of mental activity and set this time aside. Guard it and make full use of it. Have a plan of what you want to achieve and then make the appointment in your diary. Escape to a refuge. Work off-site or in a meeting room out of sight. Alternatively, do not put a Do Not Disturb sign on your door. Retreat to a secret room for high-priority work and important planning and creative tasks. Modern communications allow people to work anywhere, and many managers have a second office at home for writing reports and planning activities. How to handle email overload. One of the most time-consuming and often frustrating parts of our workday can be dealing with multiple of emails that find their way into our inboxes. And there's a saying that goes, when you are answering emails, you are working for somebody else. Everyone is busy and every task and request was due yesterday, but we don't have to let emails rule our workdays and hamper our productivity. Here are some tips for dealing with email overload. Never open the same email twice. It is probably easier said than done. It can be easy to skim over emails and miss the important details or decide to come back and reply to the email later in the day. Try using the delete, delegate or respond method. If you can respond in under 2 minutes, then you have dealt with it in a timely manner and won't have to come back later to action it. It also means you aren't wasting time rereading the same information. Setting yourself a time limit each day for responding to emails. Whether this is 15 minutes each hour, once in the morning, in the afternoon, it helps to have a structured approach to correspondence. They say that depending on the complexity of the task, it can take between 4 to 15 minutes to get back to full productivity if distracted. The distraction can be as little as the ping notification from your email client. Respond to your emails in a timely manner. This is given in business, but many don't adhere to this principle. Generally, the rule is to respond within 2 hours if you can, or if you only check emails twice a day, respond to all your emails in these set 2 times. However, don't fall into the trap of responding too quickly, otherwise people may take this for granted and expect it every time. Utilize the subject line to summarize and not describe the content of the email. It is best practice to give concise information here so the reader can immediately gauge its importance and relevance. Make sure to include the full context of the message when you reply. Often when we receive multiple emails from the same sender, a message can get lost. At the beginning of each email, include the most buoyant information. For example, just getting back to you with regards to the proposal you sent out this morning. Don't jump into a reply with the answer to the question. Example, yes, it looks great, let's go ahead. Give some frame or reference. Use rules to your advantage. Set up a folder for personal emails, or perhaps break up groups into current, past and prospective clients. This can mean that you aren't distracted by off-screen alerts every time you receive mail, and the mail isn't that urgent, is filed away for later actioning. If you can only implement one of these tips, you'd be well on the way to having a more productive day, and your clients will love you for it. Key actions. Never open the same email twice. Use the delete, delegate and respond method. 2. Set yourself a time each day where you will respond to emails, whether this is for a set period each hour or at a specific time in the morning and afternoon. 3. Respond to your emails promptly. It's a good rule within 2 hours if you're checking your email once an hour. 4. Utilize the subject line. Make it concise and to the point. 5. When replying to email, make sure you give context to your message so the receiver can immediately see the key points of your email. 6. Set up rules for your inbox for sending and receiving mail. Set up folders and group your contacts. Inbox management. 3. Folder system. Follow-up folder. These messages represent tasks you must complete, whether it's just that's a response that'll take more than 2 minutes, anything less, just respond on the spot, or some sort of action. All these messages represent an item on your to-do list. Examples of messages that might go here include a request to update the website, or a message from a client with a request. Make sure you actually follow up on the messages in this folder. You must review it regularly. Alternatively, you can add a message to this folder. Make sure you also add it to your to-do list. Hold. The hold folder is a temporary holding pen for important messages you'll need quick access to in the next few days. If you're waiting for someone else to get back to you with critical information, or you're maintaining a thread about a time-sensitive topic, keep it in the hold folder. Items in the hold folder might correspond with items in the next few weeks in your tickler file, but you're unable to complete them without other inputs. An example of a message that would go on hold is a proposal may be waiting for information for. This folder should be reviewed on a regular basis and cleaned out as the message contents are no longer needed. The archive folder. The archive folder is a long-term email reference library. Place all the messages that contain information you may want to retrieve at some point in the long-term future in the archive. Any complicated threads, complicated request memos, you've read questions you've answered, and completed project email goes into the archive. Basically, whenever an email is closed, you may find it useful at some point in the future to place it in archive. By dumping everything into archive may seem scary. It's dedicated filters, however. The archive is your pile versus file. Just remember, it is completely searchable, and any message you place in there will be retrievable using a well-crafted inquiry. empty your inbox. Now that your trusted trio is in place, it's time to empty your inbox. Whether you're starting with an overstuffed inbox with a month's worth of messages or the two dozen that arrived since your last processing session, the method is the same. Start with the oldest method message, open it up, and if it requires a response or action, which will take less than a minute to complete, do it on the spot. Then take the message to archive. If it requires an action on your part that'll take more than 1 minute to complete, move it to the follow-up folder. If there's a piece of information or a promise you're waiting for someone, or you're waiting for someone else, move it to hold. If it's informational message, you may want to refer to it later, move it to the archive. If it's of no use, delete it. Wash, rinse, and repeat for every message in your inbox until it's completely empty. Keep it empty. Once you've got your inbox down to zero messages, keeping it that way is a matter of repeating the process every few days, a few times each day. Schedule times for processing email in your schedule, like first thing in the morning, once after lunch, once in the late afternoon. Trade yourself to follow the golden rule. Never leave a red email message in your inbox. Commit to make a decision about the fate of every message you read in the inbox on the spot. Whether you respond to it immediately, file it, follow it up, archive it, or hold it. Never leave a message in your inbox to make more room for incoming mail, because there will always be more. End of time management, part 1.